Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Road conditions have made it extremely difficult for our Kenai Peninsula residents. According to the Department of Transportation, driving conditions continue with record-breaking snowfall ranging from 7 inches to 22 inches across the region and temperatures hovering around 33 degrees. The Seward Highway is closed from Ingram Creek to south of the Sterling Y. The north end of the Sterling is hazardous and has received over 24 inches of snow. For more updates on these weather conditions, visit our website at radiokenai.com. To all the kiddos out there, it's a snow day. The KPBSC announced school closures for the Central and Eastern Peninsula. For more information, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Parents, prepare for ecstasy from your children and perhaps the necessity for some extra childcare this morning. All schools in the Central and Eastern Peninsula area are closed today, November 9th, due to heavy snowfall and hazardous road conditions. Schools in Nanilchik and south of Nanilchik will remain open. According to KPBSD Superintendent Clayton Holland, the decision was made in the interest of student and staff safety.
Real heavy snowfall in this part, Soldotna, Sterling, the central Penn area, less out in Nikiski, but we can't get drivers in and we can't get those buses out of where they are. So we went ahead and made the call to close the schools here in the central Penn and then all the way over to Seward and Eastern Penn, Cooper Landing, Hope. We are making that decision based on the safety of our students and staff and everyone else who has to be on the road today.
The superintendent added that the school district never makes the decision to close schools lightly.
These are never easy decisions, but ultimately we have to make, can we run buses? Can we get people safely to school? Can we have them wait on the side of the road for buses? All of that goes into consideration.
For the latest updates, follow KSRM on Facebook, Instagram, and X, and keep your radio tuned to KSRM on 920 AM and 92.5 FM. And for the full list of school closures, visit this article at radiokenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
With the holidays just around the corner, what better way to show you care than to donate a turkey to a family in need? But here on the peninsula, you don't just donate a turkey, you adopt it with the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank. According to Executive Director Greg Myers, the Adopt a Turkey event has been around for at least 15 years and works to help the families who are in need of a helping hand. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, it's been hard for many families to keep up with the cost of inflation, and Myers wants to make sure the holidays are a little less stressful for the families in need.
The numbers just came out. I mean, the reality is food insecurity rose almost 30%. From last year. And, our numbers here sometimes are a little rougher, and it makes it all the harder for our neighbors. So we just are doing our level best. Everybody deserves to have a happy holiday.
The cost to adopt a turkey is $25. The goal is to have 1,200 turkeys ready in time for the holidays, with the current turkey count being in the 500s. The plus side is that many stores run promotions, such as buy one, get one free, which helps to lower the cost on those turkeys. This allows the opportunity to really ensure that everyone has a chance of getting a turkey, regardless of where they are.
That's our goal, so we can get them across the peninsula. Our service area is the Kenai Peninsula, which is, the whole area. So, we fly them over to Tyonek and make sure they get to Hope and Moose Pass and Cooper Landing and wherever they need to be.
Want to help out without adopting a turkey? No worries. The dinner table needs sides, too. Some of the other donations that the food bank is accepting are canned goods, such as cranberry sauce, green beans, mushroom soup, or any kind of soup, box stuffing, and gravy. If any donations are not used during Thanksgiving, they'll be saved later for Christmas. If you'd like to adopt a turkey or learn more about the program, visit our website at radiokenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana.